This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
That's right. It's a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI. Jones is off. Rob Bradford is in, making his tier debut.
Oh, my goodness.
So I figured we'd do something in your wheelhouse. We're going to be tiering American League Cy Young winners since 2000.
Oh, Rick Porcello doesn't make the cut.
Yes, he does. What do you mean?
Rick Porcello. Oh, since 2000.
Since 2000.
All right.
Not before 2000. No, I know that's probably what you wanted to do. We're going to kind of freshen it up a little bit. So just American League Cy Young winners, and we're going to put them in.
Can we talk about the 78 playoff game again?
We're not. Nick scrubbed that from the podcast.
Right, okay.
You can hear that.
All right.
We have five tiers. We can add or subtract them if we see fit. Top tier, GOAT. Nick, GOAT.
Let's go!
All right, this next tier down, so not GOAT, but really good, would be Nasty.
Nasty.
Right. Will Kimble, Nasty. Middle tier, Frisky. It's a Frisky tier.
Sounds like a fart.
Use fart and
that
Frisky.
That was a cat.
Your fart sound like that?
kind of.
Oh, my God. You might go to a doctor.
Day. Depends on the day.
That's not good.
Sick brag.
Come on. Where's the sick brag, bro? Let's go.
The fourth tier down, this will be the second from the bottom, is it's all right.
But yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. And then the last one is sort of like a one-hit wonder type of team. So I'm thinking tub thumping. It's a one-hit wonder, which you have. Again, you mentioned Rick Porcello earlier. So I'm not saying that's where we put him.
He's elite, but my book.
Okay. Well, so this will be interesting how we do this. So Bridget's going to throw a name at us. It's going to be somebody who won a Cy Young within the last 25 years in the American League. And then we're going to tier them. And then Terp is going to make a sick graphic that you could put up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram. That's how we play Tier Tuesday.
I love it. Yeah, okay. No, I'm ready.
All right, Bridget, what do you got?
All right, we'll start at the top here. Tarik Skubal.
All right, last year's Cy Young winner. It's still early on.
Nasty.
Is he nasty already? He looks like he could either win. I think Crochet is going to win, but Skubal could win it again this year, which would be back-to-back. You can't put him GOAT because there's some names on here that are like already in the Hall of Fame. I think Nasty might be right, or would you put him at Frisky to sort of see where he goes?
I would put him at Nasty.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, which is assuming.
Yep.
Might be cart before the horse, but still.
A little bit, but no, he...
Two straight years, I'll take it, Nasty.
Okay, very good. Tarik Skubal, Nasty.
All right, we have Gerrit Cole.
Ooh.
Gerrit Cole.
He got devalued with the four fingers.
But yeah, it's all right.
Oh, you want to go that low, huh?
I think he stinks because the Red Sox own him, but no, he's
the
really
Red
good.
The Red Sox do own him. He's not great in the playoffs, although some of his play, he's not as bad as people make him out to be. He's had some good playoff appearances, but he's been bad in some really big games, which I think sort of tips the scales. And like the year he won the Cy Young 2 years ago, I think he had like a one ERA against everybody but the Red Sox. I would say maybe more frisky.
Was that his 300 strikeout season?
So frisky is just above just all right, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the third. It's the middle.
Tier.
He's locked in on frisky. I don't think he's really close.
No, his 300 strikeout season was actually 2019 with Houston.
But he's still really good.
He is really good.
He's still really good.
But he's kind of forgotten
Nick, what's
this
wrong
year
with
the
you?
Injury.
Come on.
All right, let's go Cole and frisky.
All right, and then we got Justin Verlander, who's won it more than once, so.
Goat.
Yeah, Verlander's ridiculous.
Goat. Hall of Fame, right? I mean, goats are Hall of Famer.
Walks right into the Hall of Fame.
Along with Kate Upton.
Yep.
Sure. Walks side by side.
In fact, he should have won it the year that Porcello won it. I'm with Kate Upton on this one.
Earmuffs.
He did not deserve to win it that year.
I don't think you understand. Rick Porcello built a house in Vermont with his own bare hands.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that how you win?
That's really exciting.
I literally can't say anything.
That's great.
Well, I saw Young Andy's Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's a different award.
All right.
All right. Next, Robbie Ray.
Oh.
I mean, Robbie Ray. How about that? Now, was that the COVID year?
No, it was 21.
Oh, so that was the year after the COVID year.
Yep.
All right. Well, good for Robbie Ray. But that is
he signed a 1-year deal, won the Cy Young, made a lot of money. Also, elite pants game.
Oh, he's got elite pants game?
Yeah.
What was he doing with his pants?
He paints his pants on.
Like skinny jeans, basically.
Yeah, skinny jeans.
Okay.
I mean, Crochet is under the radar. Thing. Yeah, he's... I did a whole, like... Oh, I can't say.
No, you can't. Don't play the drop. Don't play the drop. Go ahead.
No.
Let's hear it. What did you do?
I wanted to know about why Crochet does the thing with his pants. Like, he pegs his pants like he did when you're going out on the night in town in college.
I don't know what any of that
means.
What?
Bridget, you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what pegging your pants?
I just had to ask Nick.
Yeah.
When we talk
apparently
fashion, we go to
means
Nick.
You roll it up.
Yeah,
I just
the bottom
call
of your pants.
It.
You roll it up. You peg them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I only do that.
So I only have to do that because I'm short. I didn't know people did it for.
Yeah. No.
When it's a flood outside.
That was the thing. Wet. The jeans.
The jeans makes
your quads look huge.
Oh, okay.
I'm not aware of any of this.
You've been
talking to Tyler O'Neill too long.
But Crochet does a whole thing with his pants.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll take your word for it.
That's the Robbie Ray. So I'm bringing it back to Robbie Ray.
So it could be another Cy Young winner, assuming.
It does not make Robbie Ray any better, though. I would put him at the bottom.
Yeah, top thumping.
All right, now we are at the COVID year. Shane Bieber.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, he's top thumping. That's a one-hit wonder.
No.
Yo, he's all right.
One notch above that.
All right, it's all right.
Was that frisky?
No. It's all right.
No, somebody should have written the tears down for Bradford.
Please do that.
All right.
Do you need a printout?
No, I do.
It's too late for that. It's too late for that. We're moving on.
No.
So what, a little bit better than that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, the next one coming in 2018, Blake Snell.
Did Blake Snell win two of these or just one? Maybe he finished highly in another
frisky.
Year.
Frisky.
You think Blake won twice.
Yeah, so he might be.
Oh, no, one was with the Padres, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That doesn't count?
No, it counts, but he won't show up on this list twice, is what I mean. But
he's frisky.
I think he's frisky, too.
Yeah.
Could have won a World Series if they just left him in.
Sorry, I can't listen to that sound anymore.
Yeah, it's tough for you.
It's tough.
Man.
It's tough.
It takes on a whole new meaning now.
No, I think. Did Bradford just fart? All right.
Wait. Save that?
Yeah, save that drop. No. Next, Corey Kluber.
Ooh, people don't. We are jaded by his time in Boston.
He was an opening day starter.
Yeah.
I know.
That was a tough go.
I know.
All right, so he had. He's won it twice. He also finished third twice and ninth once. So he had a 5-year run where he was elite.
Middle of the road.
Frisky. Yeah, I would think that's fair. You're right. It ended poorly, but like he was really, really good for a while.
All right.
We don't want too many more of those.
Yeah, please don't.
Here's a good Lumberjack Award winner, Rick Porcello.
All right. Yeah, 100%.
Elite.
Rick Porcello should not have won that year.
Wrong.
He had 22 wins. It's like when Bob Welch beat Roger Clemens. They went on wins, which they don't do anymore.
Okay.
So Verlander had like twice the WAR that year. He had a lower ERA. He threw more innings and had, I think, like 70 more strikeouts.
But
he was better in every way except for wins.
Doesn't matter. Rick Porcello.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It was all of it was worth it. Number one, to see the reaction of Rick Porcello crying with his family. And number two, having Kate Upton go off the rails on social media.
That's true.
She was defending her guy. Rick Porcello did win.
Verlander did receive more first place votes.
Yeah, wasn't he that Rick Porcello had like the most runs scored for him?
Who did Porcello?
Like, yeah, I think the best run support in baseball that
year. Probably. Yeah, probably.
So wait, Bradford, what tier are you putting him in then?
No, no, no. I'm going to overrule
him. He won't
overrule
We can't put this graphic up and have him anywhere other than tub thumping.
Okay,
make sure you put an asterisk next to that.
Yeah, okay. All right, what else?
All right, Dallas Keuchel.
It's got to be a one-hit wonder. He's got a lot of injuries and stuff like that.
He's better than you think, though.
Is he?
Better than you think.
Oh, okay, now I'm going to have to look this up. All right, he has had, he won the Cy Young in 15. He finished fifth in 2020, which was a COVID year.
Doesn't count.
And he never received votes any other year. That is the definition of a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
It's a quick little.
Okay.
All right, we gotta rip some more.
Okay. All right, Max Scherzer.
Oh.
Goat. Right?
Goat.
Yeah, goat.
Max Scherzer. He's in the Hall.
Yeah. Oh,
he's in the Hall of Fame.
Hall for sure.
And by the way, oh my goodness. If you Google Max Scherzer.
Those eyes.
Scary. It's
scary.
And by the way,
you don't know which one to look at.
And by the way, if you look at the last month, he's been really good.
Yeah,
He's gonna be a hero. He's gonna
help somebody.
Yeah, he can, and everyone's gonna gaze into those eyes and remember how good he is.
Yeah. Our guy with the special elbow, David Price.
Oh,
so yeah, it's all right.
Would you go? It's all right, or would you even go as high as Frisky? Put him on the same tier as like Cole, Snell, and Kluber. I know. Like, listen, I was not his biggest fan while he was here.
You weren't.
Was anybody? Nobody. His biggest fan
no. Good.
Here?
Fair. Nobody. Nobody was. Nobody was. He was a bit of a nightmare. So, let's double check. How many years did he get Cy Young votes?
Cy Young. He won second place twice.
Yeah.
One Cy Young
and sixth once.
I'm going Frisky.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Just to hear the sound.
Yeah. No. Seriously. Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Felix Hernandez.
I think he's nasty. I think I considered voting for him for the Hall of Fame. Like I
you
think
did? You have a Hall of Fame vote?
Yeah, on the show we do.
Okay.
Everybody has a Hall. Yeah, I'm a small hall guy.
Are you? Didn't vote for anybody.
Notably, I'm a small hall
really?
Guy.
Really?
No, I'd get some of these guys out.
No Pedroia?
Get Pedroia out. Get Roland out. Get Biggio out. Get a bunch of these guys out of there. Shrink that Hall of Fame. So he's not on that top tier. I think Felix Hernandez, though, is in the nasty tier.
Oh, yeah.
Second tier down? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the verge of the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, he was awesome.
You know what? Like, he actually came back in the COVID year, 2020, and hadn't given up a run. He was pitching for the Braves, hadn't given up a run all spring training. And then he pitched in the last game in COVID and was never seen heard from again.
Oh, my God. COVID took him?
COVID took him.
Good Lord. His Cy Young finishes second, first, fourth, eighth, second, seventh. Yeah, he was pretty filthy.
All
next.
Right. Zach Greinke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nasty.
Greinke was pretty nasty. A peculiar fellow. You ever had a chance to interview Zach Greinke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ask him why he was telling, I don't remember, is he against the Astros when he was telling his pitches and then they were hitting home runs off of him?
What?
Zach Greinke would hold up which number he would throw the pitch and then throw that pitch. So like if he held up a one, he'd throw a fastball.
So he won one Cy Young 09 with the Royals, but he finished second, fourth, seventh, eighth. I don't know. I would say more frisky. I don't think he's nasty. I think he's frisky. What do you think of that? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that.
All right.
Cliff Lee.
He's right along with Greinke, I bet.
Yeah, you think so? All right.
Perennial rumored to be traded to the Red Sox for like a few years.
That's true.
Always.
Part of my favorite prospects trade. It was
Blake Swihart?
No, it was Cliff Lee, Brandon Phillips, and Grady Sizemore for Bartolo Colon when Montreal and Cleveland trade.
That's
a haul.
So Cliff Lee won the Cy Young.
Yep.
Because that's why he's on this list.
No doubt.
Finished third, finished fourth, finished sixth, finished seventh.
Yeah, but middle tier's fine. Middle tier's fine.
There you go. Excuse
all right,
me.
CC Sabathia.
Oh.
I don't think it's GOAT.
It's GOAT.
You think it's GOAT?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
It doesn't mean it has to be GOAT. He'd be a small ball guy.
Keith wouldn't have voted for him.
I think I would go more nasty. I think... You would say you'd put him on there with Verlander.
Yeah, I voted for the Hall of Fame.
All right.
Can't be a hypocrite.
But, sick brag, bro.
Yeah, but even in the Hall of Fame, there can
hold
be...
Hold on, I'm going to the bathroom.
Hold on a second. There can be tiers within the Hall of Fame, though, right? Like, every guy's in the Hall of Fame, but you could tier that up. Right? Like, CeCe Sabathia and Justin Verlander, you think are on the same tier?
Yeah. Okay. Any Hall of Fame I'm putting there.
Okay.
That everybody knows that. Let it be said, let it be done.
Fine. Next.
Right. Johan Santana.
So he burned as hot as anybody and then was done. But he was incredible. He was as dominant a pitcher, I think, as there was for like a couple-year stretch.
So you have Cy Young, two Cy Youngs.
Two Cy Youngs.
Third and Cy Young, fifth and two-thirds, one-fifth, one-seventh.
Let's put him in nasty.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty.
All right.
Bartolo Colon.
Ooh.
Nasty.
What a great era that was with the Red Sox.
He also hit you a home run, you know, if you asked him to.
One of the greatest photos of when he took the swing. Ripped his oblique. The helmet came flying off.
To me, it's more about his longevity, which is really impressive. I would say he's more in it's all right. I don't look at him as, like, as good as a lot of these guys that we've already mentioned. He was really, like, he got the ball and went. He pitched until he was, like, 50 years old, which is cool. But I'd put him below all the frisky guys.
I would agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all right.
Thank you, Rossi.
All right, Roy Halladay.
Let's go!
The late, great Roy Halladay. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
You would have him in the top tier.
Yep.
All right. I guess that's...
I mean, you wouldn't?
No, I would. I would. I'm just saying, just because he's in the Hall of Fame, I feel like there should be some debate there.
I'm up for debate.
Okay.
Just debate.
All right. Let's get to the last three names,
okay,
and then I'll have a pitch for you. All right.
Barry Zito.
Oh,
you like Zito as frisky, Nick?
Zito was nasty for those A's teams.
Oh, he had a 12-6 curveball like you read about.
I don't think you understand. They didn't even include him in the Moneyball book.
Yeah. No Hudson, Mulder,
no
or
Hudson,
Zito.
Mulder,
Scott
or Zito.
Hatterberg was the savior of that
they
team.
They did have a lot of Scott Hatterberg. Dave Justice.
Scott Hatterberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, gets
and
on
Chad
base.
Chad Bradford.
I got a new idea. They get on base. Let's get players that get on base.
I got a bunch of good Scott Hatterberg stories, but I can't tell them because you're just going to say sick brag, bro.
Sick.
They got Ricardo Rincon to come out of the pen. Like,
we flew to Cleveland to make a trade.
All right, the last two, Bridget, you can put them together.
All right, last two are Roger Clemens and Pedro Martinez.
Oh.
So this is why I think you can break up the GOAT tier, because when you look at Pedro and Clemens, do Verlander, Max Scherzer, CC Sabathia, and Roy Halladay, should any of those guys get bumped down just because you look over and you see Pedro and Clemens to sort of separate them a little bit?
Rattle them off again.
So you have Verlander, Max Scherzer, CC Sabathia, and Roy Halladay. No. On the same tier as maybe the two best pitchers of all time.
It is what it is. I mean, okay. there's some players in the Hall of Fame better than others. It is what it is.
But that's the whole idea of tiering.
Right, but if
now you're trying to rank in the tier. It's like Jones is here.
I'm not trying to rank in the tiers. I'm just saying Pedro and Clemens probably deserve to be on like the super GOAT tier.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I think you guys boxed yourself in, and now you gotta make another tier above.
If there was one thing I learned at Springfield College,
maybe.
There's a difference between tiers.
Tiers and power rankings.
Tiers and power rankings.
I know, there's a difference.
All right,
so for right now, we have in the GOAT tier, Verlander, Scherzer, Sabathia, Roy Halladay, Clemens, and Pedro. Again, this is AL Cy Young winners since 2000. Nasty, Scooble, Felix Hernandez, Johan Santana. Frisky is the busiest tier. Gerrit Cole, Blake Snell, Corey Kluber, David Price, Zach Greinke, Cliff Lee, Barry Zito. The It's All Right tier, Shane Bieber, Bartolo Colon. And then the one-hit wonder tub-thumping tier, Robbie Ray, Rick Porcello, Asterisk. Dallas Keuchel. Asterisk, right.
Yeah.
I think we did a pretty good
I think
job.
It's a solid list.
All right.
I think, good job.
You can weigh in here at 617-779-7937. Terp's going to make a graphic and put them out on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Yes.
One quick question.
Yep.
If Garrett Crochet wins this year, what tier would he be in?
It's so early. Yeah, probably GOAT tier. No, well, I mean, maybe put him on there with Scooble or probably Frisky and then sort of see where it goes.
Okay.
Right, because this will be his first full season of the
majors. Congratulations, so. Garrett Crochet. You're Frisky.
He's got my vote. Yep. Unfortunately, it's not recognized by the BBWAA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.